This is the author's preface from Resonance, The Path of Spiritual Mastery. The divine, by whatever name, is in everyone. Most people already have some understanding of God, yet nearly everyone seeks a deeper experience of God in their body and life. This book offers you a structure, spiritual mastery, to support you in having a direct, felt-in-the-body experience of the divine mystery, so you can stop seeking and begin experiencing. Through these direct experiences, you will open a deeper, experientially-based relationship with yourself and God. As you do, you'll begin to answer life's most important questions, including, how can I find meaning and fulfillment in my life? How can I have sustaining experiences of peace and joy? How can I heal? On a deeper level, the lens through which you encounter and experience everything has a significant influence on what you'll receive as you read this book. If your lens reveals you have little or no power to influence your inner or outer life, this book will illuminate the path forward. You can then discover the power within you and initiate a different experience of yourself and the world at large. You will understand not only why a victim-oriented dynamic has been playing out in your life to this point, you'll also understand the gifts you are receiving from having explored this perspective so thoroughly. Most importantly, you will not only understand how to change to a new lens through which to live your life, you'll also have experiences that support you in making this profound shift in perspective. If your lens reveals you have all the power, yet you're not enjoying a sustaining inner sense of joy and fulfillment, this book will help you understand how everything you've been doing to create the outcomes you most desire is the source of your suffering. You will understand your exploration of personal power as an essential step in your spiritual journey, and why you've been trapped in an unfulfilling cycle of seeking but never fully achieving, no matter your focus, efforts, or training. Most importantly, you'll unlock the path forward to a sustaining experience of connection and joy. You can then move through the most profound perceptual shift you've encountered in your life to this point, as you are immersed in the complete freedom that results. Byproducts of this transformation include experiencing love without beginning or end, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, the end of suffering, and more. If your lens reveals that you are an instrument through which the divine expresses, yet you have continued to revisit lifelong challenges and are unable to experience complete liberation in every area of your being and life, this book will unlock an experience of the path forward. You can then complete the work you have already begun to fully integrate all that you are into every aspect of your human expression. If your lens reveals that you are one with all of creation and the divine, or you are on the cusp of this fully integrated experience of yourself, this book is a manual and deep transmission for experiencing the embodied divine mystery already within you and everyone. This book will support you in more fully being who you are without excuse or explanation. How you benefit from reading this book is very much a function of how you come to this experience. Whatever your perspective, this is an instruction manual for opening to a more expanded and deeper experience of who you really are on every level of your being in life, even as you experience a deeper and more intimate relationship with yourself and the divine. A few final comments before we begin. There are three basic ways you can engage with yourself, others, and the world, and this book: thinking, feeling, and being. All three are essential, and each are present throughout the book. In the introduction, I have separated the thinking and feeling section in order to address many foundational questions and terms first in section one, before proceeding into the deeper transmission, being, that sets up chapter 1, Section 2. I want to demystify how to have a felt in the body experience of the divine in every part of your being and life. The language I'm using in this book is my best attempt to convey something for which there are no words. While these words have a deep meaning for me, they may have a different meaning for you. To address this possible gap, I've put together a glossary of terms located in the back of the book, which explains what I mean when I use these terms. May the glossary build a bridge between the language of your life and this book, that you may, without pause or disruption, receive the full benefit of this exploration and experience of the divine mystery. Throughout the balance of the book, I use the infinity symbol to delineate different elements of thought, expression, and transmission. Throughout the writing process, I have experienced each element as an inhalation of breath or awareness, or a section of music, with the infinity symbol as the indication of the space between when the breath is exhaled, making way for something new. Some of the time, this space between is a few moments' pause, and other times, it is an infinite opening through which you encounter the divine directly and everything else disappears. Follow your sense of this, and realize it may well be different for you each time you read a section, chapter, or the entire book. Whatever your experience of this space between elements, it is perfect. Your consciousness expands each time you experience God. May we swim together in the raw flow of the divine mystery through the words that follow. Further into the mystery, all the more extraordinary with you. Love, Ken. May 7th, 2019, Fort Collins, Colorado. Deep breath in. Hold. As you begin releasing this breath now, letting go of everything that has come before, that you may more fully experience yourself, illusions lifted, as the embodiment of the unknowable divine mystery that you are, as your personality, as your physical presence, as your life and perspective, in your very presence. Out to the count of eight. For whatever remains in separation, I invite you to remove the universal plug. I'll do the same. Let's begin. 7. Six. Five. Four.
3. One. If you'd like to extend the transmission, you can pause the session. Just make sure you start again before you conclude, please. I invite you to return the universal plug. I'll do the same as I begin bringing this transmission to a close. This brings our time together to a close. To learn more about the book study, visit kenwstone.com/book. Registration is open now and continues through midnight on Sunday, the 20th of May, 2019. When you register, you'll immediately receive a PDF of the latest version of the manuscript. We'll begin with Chapter 1 on Tuesday the 21st with details in your inbox after you register. Remember, you are always in God's love and presence. Until we're together again, very soon. Peace.